They darken the church. These must have been rather deflating words for perhaps Ireland's greatest stained glass artist, Harry Clarke, to hear on the completion of his work at St Mary's Church in Ballinrobe, County Mayo. Worse still, the words came from the parish priest. Luckily, after Clarke visited the church, he was able to reassure Monsignor Dalton that if, yes, the church was now darker, it was in a good way. This time on Culture File, we step into St Mary's Church with historian Avril Staunton to savour the lilacs and the greens, the scarlets and the gold, along with those deep, deep blues of Clarke's masterpiece. So, by what arcane and possibly occult process did the priest come to choose not the reliable standards from the catalogue of Myers of Munich, but new stained glass windows from Harry Clarke?
Invited people to quote, because I came across some of the quotes for the glass, but we didn't see Harry Clarke's quote. Obviously, he was a successful one, so he was extracted from the papers. So he invited people to quote and then decided, right, this was in my price range and let's try two of them first. Well, Harry Clarke was born in Dublin. He was an inner city boy and he went to school in Belvedere College. His father had a studio in the inner city. And Joshua Clarke, his father Joshua Clarke, who was a stained glass artist, eventually he came to Ireland as selling ecclesiastical furniture and developed his own skills into stained glass studio. So when Harry's mother died, he was only 14 years old. So he decided to leave school and become an architect. Became apprenticed to an architect in Dublin, and the architect said to him one day, Harry, I think you might do better in stained glass. So he went to the Metropolitan School of Art at night and then became apprenticed to his father in his father's studios. Just for yourself to have a quick look at these. They're the Mayer windows, the German Mayer windows. They were kind of set pieces. You know, there was a picture book and you could pick which window you wanted or which story you wanted in your church. And they're nice, they're very nice, and the colours were very nice. These were around 1880, these were inserted in. But the Mayer group, the German group, became very famous when a window of theirs was put into the Vatican. Then, of course, that was the guarantee that this was a service that was suitable for the Roman Catholic Church. They traditionally see the German designers used architectural features to fill in a lot of space, and the story was concentrated in the centre of the panel, whereas Harry Clarke said, none of this filling up. I'm going to tell the story from the top to the bottom of the panel. So he packed so many things in and added little, you know, he had floral tributes, he had little faces of angels, he had angels above playing instruments, he had all sorts, he had lovely frame, little tiny frame around each window, they're all different. He was also influenced by the ballet russe. The sumptuous gowns and the incredible fabrics, you know, the satins and the velvets and the dramatic, you know, and the dramatic ballets, the way they'd have pomp and ceremony and headgear and elongated clothes and beautiful, beautiful styles. Now, that did influence him too, but he converted it into a Celtic form as well. So that's why you see the sumptuous looking headpieces on some of the some of the figures. The predella at the base of the window. You see the little boy reading his book. They say Harry Clarke. That's an image of Harry Clarke, and the children in the parish call that the Harry Potter window. This particular panel is of St. Fehin, who founded the monastery in Cong. But below here you see him preaching to the congregation. And just, as I say, a little bit of fun Harry Clarke inserted himself as an image of himself with the little spake lorry, the glasses, which of course wouldn't have existed in those days. But here he is reading his book, and as I say, the children in the parish call this the Harry Potter window. Faces would be painted. You know, the nails and toes and things like that would be painted in. And then, say he had a piece of blue glass and he wanted to do the folds of a garment. Well, he'd etch that glass and put a different compound in. So the folds, he could never be sure what the colour was going to turn out like. But he managed to, that was his skill. Sometimes they were painted, frequently etched. And frequently compounds mixed together to give, like that bright orange, for instance. Like he was skilled at cool undertones and warm undertones. For instance, this red here in Jesus' gown is a very, you could nearly see the yellow base to it. It's a very warm, warm red. Whereas, I'll try and pick out a cooler colour for you there now. Can't see any of all those. The same, the base of this one here in Mary Magdalene's, it's not quite as yellow, the red in that garment, as it is in that garment. They're both red, but one is a warm red and one is a slightly cooler red. And he was very skilled at mixing the cool and the warm colours together. Later on, he must have been very, very ill because he felt he was one of the damned before he died. And he inserted himself into the window in Newport. You can see him as one of the damned in one of the windows. But I suspect it was the dreadful drugs he was on for his TB. His health hadn't been good all his life, but then in the latter years it became very difficult and very bad. So he did go to Davos in Switzerland a few times, and it did help him. But unfortunately, the last time, coming home quite ill, he died in Coire. And there finished that aspect of Harry Clarke's story. In fact, they asked him at one stage, like, what's your story, Harry? And he said, of me, there is no story. But all we have to look is at his windows, and there is a story, and a big story to be told. And he will be recognised worldwide, because he's on the same par as the Tiffany's and all these other wonderful stained glass artists around the world. But we have to tell the story. We have to tell his story.
Avril Staunton there plotting eternity for Harry Clarke from a pew in Ballinrobe, County Mayo.